I'm Duarte Geraldino, and you're listening to The Takeaway. As calls to self-quarantine become more frequent, many of us around the U.S. are seeing our day-to-day lives shift in big ways. But for one especially vulnerable group of us here in the USA, state-imposed mandates are harder to follow. On any given night, there are more than 500,000 people in the U.S. who are experiencing homelessness. COVID-19's rapid acceleration is putting more pressure on homeless shelters. It's also forcing many people to make hard decisions. A couple of weeks back, we spoke with Allison Eisinger. She's executive director of the Seattle King County Coalition on Homelessness. Today, we're checking in on her to see how things are progressing. Allison, thank you for being here with us.
Thank you so much, Duarte.
So give us a quick update. How are people experiencing homelessness doing during this outbreak over there in Seattle?
Well, I have to tell you, our shelter system in Seattle and King County and really across the nation, it's inadequate. And that was our starting point. There are so many good shelters and other support programs that are operating. But in our community, we have the same number of people outside as we do in our shelters. So we're starting from a place where we weren't even able to give 6,000 people every day and night the basics. And then we closed the public libraries and the community centers for very sound reasons, but we did it without making sure that the supports were in place. And when you walk in the downtown part of Seattle where my office is, you essentially see that there is no one left outside except the people who have literally been left outside. And they don't have a place to wash their hands or relieve themselves or rest. And it's about to start raining for the week.
How is social distancing being practiced by homeless people, and how is it affecting them there?
With so many people experiencing homelessness, I want to be careful not to group people into one monolithic category. For some people, they're aware and they're trying to figure out how they can, you know, not have three people in a tent. The meal programs that are serving meals are getting people to-go meals and usually cold food at this point. And some folks are doing the best they can. But for a lot of people, first of all, they don't have very good information about what's going on. And then, of course, the whole idea that you might shelter in place when you don't have a shelter and you don't have a place is pretty hard to comply with. So we've got really good outreach teams, although those are being hit hard as those folks become sick or have exposures. But they're going out and they're trying to give people sanitation and hygiene supplies, water, food, medication. There are people who are working really hard to try to ensure that people are able to take care of themselves, even if they haven't got a shelter space. And then, of course, we're trying to rapidly increase and staff the number of safe places where folks experiencing homelessness can be.
So are organizations that deal with the homeless population being given any extra funding to deal with this crisis right now?
Yes, and it's not enough. Our State Department of Commerce, which is the lead state agency, rapidly released $30 million last Monday to the state of Washington to be distributed through counties. But a lot of that money went to setting up the isolation and quarantine facilities. And then when you've got small on-the-ground organizations or even bigger organizations with infrastructure, if they've got increasing numbers of their staff calling out sick or being unable to come in because they've had an exposure and are using up their PTO, or they have kids at home or other problems, what you wind up with is a situation in which it's not only a question of money, although we need that. It's not only a question of supplies, although we urgently need that, but it's also a question of people power. We need additional bodies. Capable, competent people who can help to support and keep open the programs that are on the ground. But we're starting from a deficit that's so deep because, as everybody knows, nationally, we have not done the necessary things that you would do if you were serious about intervening.
Allison Eisinger is the executive director of the Seattle King County Coalition on Homelessness. Allison, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Duarte.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.